Alan Kessing is a man with a criminal record that thought he was simply doing the right thing by revealing instances of corruption. If he'd just waited for a more suitable time when the digital revolution was to occur, he'd still be alerting the public to such instances under an anonymous disguise. Professor Brian Martin works for the Social Sciences Department at the University of Wollongong, as well as facilitating the now 20-year-old group Whistleblowers Australia. The group is still not celebrating, even after the passing of the Evidence Amendment Act, that theoretically should ensure whistleblower protection. He cites the ability to act anonymously online as the true gateway to whistleblowing success, as I discovered talking to him recently.
The media are the most important ally of whistleblowers in many ways, because when whistleblowers report, you know, within their organization, then they start suffering reprisals, and then they go to the Ombudsman or Anti-Corruption Commission or whatever. And usually those agencies don't provide very much relief, and sometimes things end up worse off. And the most useful thing is publicity. So anything that encourages journalists to be able to report things with less fear of repercussions, then all the better for whistleblowers, definitely.
I mean, has this amendment propelled whistleblowers? Where are you at with it?
I'm pretty skeptical about the influence that Whistleblowers Australia or others have in these sort of things, because we've been, you know, pushing and lobbying and writing articles for years, but various governments have then introduced whistleblower laws without ever consulting with whistleblowers. And so I think in many cases the laws are there for the appearance, but they've not actually designed with any, you know, deep commitment to actually making the things work as well as they could. And of course, if all the corruption that was going on in Australia, not to say it's any worse anywhere else, but if all that were exposed, there'd be a lot of people in big trouble, because in many cases it goes up right to the top of organizations. So it's not something that governments or corporations or other organizations are going to jump on with glee. They don't really want their dirty secrets out in public.
Is that what you think it is, really? Fear of what the CIA and the Pentagon are experiencing now in terms of, oh gosh, we've got this kind of runaway information, we don't know how to control it. Is that what kind of hinders the progress of getting whistleblowers protection enacted?
The laws are being put up, but they're put up in a way so that they're not actually protecting the whistleblowers very much. And so that they're give the appearance but not the substance of protection. This is the major trouble. And so I think the way that the legislation is going to improve is when the capacity for speaking out, and especially anonymous speaking out through WikiLeaks or other comparable sort of opportunities, when that becomes more effective, then the governments will decide, oh, we don't really want that happening so much. We need to provide a better avenue so we can get things sorted out before it gets public.
And I guess a question that's plaguing my mind is, how has WikiLeaks really changed the playing field?
Well, I think it's really made a difference, because it's shown people there's a different way to go about it. There's always been options, but most people either, you know, they keep quiet or they report it and they suffer reprisals. And in my view, I think a lot of others, leaking is a far safer way to do things. It doesn't have quite the impact, because it doesn't have the authority, the person coming out. But it's often, you know, much more effective, and the person can be in the situation and continue to do it. And what WikiLeaks has done is shown, here's this option. It's having a big impact through all of the leaks that have been made. So maybe that's something, you know, that's worth doing for myself. This is what, you know, a person might think. And I think especially when we get alternatives to WikiLeaks, other ways of leaking on via the web, then that's going to make things even better. And I'd like to think it's increased the number of options for people who have things that need to be said, but for which the risks of saying them are quite considerable.
Yes, a recent example, I'm thinking of a city or state rail employee actually launched a website to publicise the allegations are, and there's a lot of sexual harassment, and that if anyone kind of tries to complain internally, they are dismissed. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is in the kind of power of the anonymity is what's kind of propelling it further and in turn encouraging others to speak out. How did these kind of examples really help or hinder even?
Well, they make a tremendous impact, because one of the features of organizations is if no one is willing to speak out, you know, if no one has spoken out, then nearly everyone is afraid to. But if even one person speaks out, then often it empowers others. Others feel like, well, there's someone else who cares enough about this, so maybe I should do the same. And what is made possible through the anonymous leaking, or, you know, putting things on various websites and so forth, is that people can do that without suffering immediate reprisals. And so they see others doing it, they can join in themselves. And this is a very, very powerful alternative to the usual way, which is to keep quiet or to sacrifice yourself basically for the greater good by speaking out.
Is there a particular case that you can think of now to mind that would have benefited from a bit of this time in terms of what they faced? I mean, there's a lot of landmark stories and cases in point on the website. Is there one that you can sort of specifically highlight?
I just mentioned the Alan Kessing case, which is one of the classic. He was alleged to have leaked it. He claims he didn't leak it to the media, but then he later admitted that he'd taken the information to a parliamentarian's office. And so, interestingly, he was then charged and convicted of having leaked the document, but he was never charged with doing what he actually said he did. So you've got this curious thing. You've got legislations on the books, which is used against people in a very sort of arbitrary fashion, which is, you could say, it's almost as if it was designed to send a message to other public servants, don't you dare do this, because you might suffer these terrible repercussions. And I think if we'd had WikiLeaks back then and someone had put this up there, they might have still gone after Alan Kessing, but it'd be very hard to, with the way the system is set up, it's very hard to prove who had done it, and that would make it, I think, harder to enact reprisals in any comprehensible or sensible way.
The University of Wollongong Social Sciences Professor, as well as Vice President and Facilitator of Whistleblowers Australia, that was Brian Martin.